Okay, good. Welcome, everybody. This is going to be another podcast episode. I kind of decided last minute to do this because, I was just thinking about this morning and last night, and it's a topic that I want to cover for a few minutes just to bring some more enlightenment to people's minds and get them to understand how certain things have been perpetuated throughout society and how you cannot fall prey to these mechanisms, okay? Now, when I look in different, we can say areas of life, we see so many things, right? And we start catching patterns, right? We all do that naturally as human beings. Some of us are aware, some of us are not aware, some of us are so conditioned to see a certain pattern over and over that now it bypasses our awareness now because we're so used to seeing it, right? Kind of like right now, most people are very sensitive to, we can say, a Lamborghini, okay? They see one or they hear one, like, whoa. But if you now got accustomed to seeing and hearing it every single day, eventually it's not really going to be in your awareness anymore, right? It's just going to pass by. And we see this so much. Think about when you first started driving to now, right? How so many things just go on autopilot and go into our unconscious, right? Now they become just something that's there and our mind knows how to kind of block it out and knows it's there, but we focus on the only things that we need to focus on, okay? So as I get into this, you know, I really notice this pattern again, but I really want people to understand how detrimental this is, okay? It's really funny. So we've all heard the saying of pessimists and optimists, right? And people who always see the bad stuff and people who always see the good stuff. And I started really seeing to the extent that this is happening, right? And people don't realize how debilitating that is as an individual, because some of these people who are already wired that way, like hardcore, right? They see just the worst in everything. For example, the last time that you, let's say you achieved something, right? You got a listing and then everyone else is like, oh man, but it took you 1,000 calls. Oh, but you lost 3 before you got that one, right? Everybody's pointing out the bad shit in it instead of the good stuff, right? Instead of celebrating the win, they're already putting all their attention to focus on what can be perceived as bad, right? The pessimist. So we now are ushered into a new era where we have so many more examples around us of people who are successful, who came from nothing, you know, and have the stories or whatever. Yet some people are now attempting to say, okay, I may have been brought up with that way of thinking, but I want to be successful now. Well, until you're really aware and you break that mentality, that line of thinking, and you take it back from the unconscious to the conscious, then eradicate it, it's going to be very difficult for you to really buy into a lot of these principles and start to have massive success, okay? So, for example, you post a picture, and I post a picture of a car on Instagram, right? Oh, I just got this new car or whatever it is. And you'll look through the comment section. Oh, it looks like there's a little scratch there on the rear quarter panel. Oh, the paint looks a little bit off. Oh, well, I don't like those wheels. Oh, well, you know, your Lambo's too high. You need to lower it. Like all these people, all they do is, and again, this is the majority of the population at this point because we've been conditioned to do this. The people that raised us passed over this behavior to us. And you need to really, really look in your mind right now as I'm giving these examples and say, am I exhibiting this behavior right now? Am I doing it? Because if I am, I have to eradicate it immediately. Because the result of this is moving forward in daily life, no matter what happens, if there's an opportunity in front of you, literally the opportunity of a lifetime, all you will see is lack of opportunity, the negative, how it isn't an opportunity, and you'll create that story for yourself. And it's sad. It's really sad. So that the car example for sure. Think about when people, let's say it's a woman and she posts a picture of herself. Oh, you know, immediately in her mind, oh man, I need to lose a little bit of weight. Oh man, I need to really work on putting a little bit more makeup on because my right eye is a little bit smaller than my left eye and all this shit, right? We do it on a personal level, but also outwardly to others. And we see this everywhere. Okay. I really want people to start becoming a lot more aware of it, right? Think about the last time maybe you were about to take a test even, and you could have prepared for it 100%. You studied, you know all your shit. Yet what's going through your mind? All the negative possibilities. What might not go right? Oh, what if I don't know this answer? This shit perpetuates literally into every area. So when I look at this fact that I've just brought up to you and you start looking at all the examples in your life, you'll see how that one thing literally trickles down into everything else. And people still don't get it. But what are you told when you now will look at an opportunity and dare to be different than everybody else and say, well, no, you know, it's not so bad. You know, we can see this as an opportunity to grow, or, you know, I learned this lesson from this. Oh, well, you're not being realistic. You need to be a fucking realist and this and that. So now the other people with their shitty thoughts, shitty way of thinking, right? Mediocre mentality will now attack the person who wants to elevate their consciousness a little bit. It's sad. So that's the trap that continues to perpetuate in society. Okay. So I welcome everybody here. You don't need permission, by the way, from anybody, from me or anybody else, to now rewire this thought process and help you take some steps to move forward to now gain more control of your life and think the way you want to think. Because I don't care who told you, you're allowed to think whatever the fuck you want. That'll be a sad day when we're not allowed to think whatever we want, right? But we think that we can't. Dude, stop meowing. Damn, freaking cat. Anyways, so look at situations, maybe in the last 24 or 48 hours. I guarantee you, your last win, either you yourself looked at something negative or somebody else pointed out something to you. It's ridiculous, man. It's really ridiculous. And I was thinking about it last night and this morning and just seeing it, right? Someone else, you know, every once in a while, maybe a follower or somebody in my Modern Success group will post something great, a win or a breakthrough, or they'll share some success story. And then you see people, it's almost like instead of celebrating it or seeing what the person is saying, they're already looking and navigating through something that could otherwise be almost 100% positive, and they somehow figure out a way to now find a negative spin on something. And it's crazy. And then I'll read the comment. I'm like, how did you find something negative in that? It's like the most positive, inspiring, moving thing, and you somehow figured out a fucking way to make it negative. And by the way, what I just described, right? They found a negative and a positive, right? And something, and we can all think of an example of something where we're like, man, it would be impossible to find something negative in that. And they find a negative. Imagine if these same people, and by the way, everybody who does that finds a negative and the positive. I've never found anybody massively successful that does that, by the way, ever. There may be one or two out there, but they definitely are the exception to the rule. Now imagine for a second, if you're one of those, imagine if you're one of those and you were able to flip that. Imagine if in the most negative, detrimental, worst situation of your life, you would be able to now find an opportunity or positive in it. Imagine how powerful that would be for anybody. You're sitting on a gold mine, literally. You already have the skill. For most people listening to this, I guarantee you the majority, not all of you, still will fall on the other end where you do find the negative and a lot of positive. Maybe you're working on it and you're making some progress now, right? But you still, most of the time, will fall and lean towards the negative and find something negative. Otherwise, you would have to like really dig deep to find something negative or twist the plot. Like it would take some fucking skill to find the negative in it. Well, you can't flip it because that wouldn't exist unless you could do the opposite. It's the polarity of it, right? For those of you who study alchemy. How powerful is that? Think of people who are in the worst situations ever, who make it out, who face impossible odds. They've done that. And there's other aspects of it, you know, belief, commitment, you know, determination, consistency, and seeing it through. Sure, of course. But just from a mental aspect, a thought process, imagine if you were able to do the flip side. That's incredibly powerful. What I just said, if you really understand what I just said and you make that connection, wow, talk about a superpower that you can take right now and put in your pocket and use whenever you want. And of course, this exercise requires practice and continuous use for you to now be able to use it like this. Because it's now at the conscious level, you have to consciously use it and it requires some effort, but then eventually it becomes a ritual and boom, it'll slip back into the unconscious, right? And that's literally the whole process of reprogramming yourself, by the way. A lot of the things that have become unconscious, you bring them to the conscious, you check them and say, is this right? okay, no, let's make this tweak. Then you do the new tweak over and over until it goes back into the unconscious. It's really that simple. But a lot of people don't want to do this work. So the next time somebody tells you something like that, or you yourself internally with what you're thinking or the actions or circumstances that you're involved in the present moment, take a look at your mechanism and say, well, 10 things happened today that I can remember. Was I looking for the negative in it? Was I looking for an opportunity in it? Where did I fall? Or maybe I found some opportunity, but I also found something negative in it too. Because that's completely up to you, and it has a lot to do with your attitude, right? The surface level, you know, way of talking about some of this stuff and not going as deep as talking about attitude, right? Because that's literally what it is, your attitude. And we have 100% control of that, do we not? Same thing with what is unconsciously your pattern. Guess what? It is your responsibility to dig up old habits and patterns and rituals that you don't like and fix them. It's up to you. Yet, if we now consciously realize some people, they're like, well, we've been programmed to do this, and that's just the way of life. No, it's not. You can reprogram yourself to do whatever the hell you want. That is entirely up to you. And the more you take responsibility for yourself, your thoughts, and everything involved with you, the more freedom and power you're going to have amongst all these other people here in the world. To the degree that people point the finger and the responsibility is laid outside of them, they are a victim and they play the victim role. It's up to you. So I can't control what the next individual is going to do. I can have my groups, right? I can do my YouTube, I can do my free stuff, my paid stuff, and in my teachings, help people as much as possible, right? However, I cannot force an individual to make that change. One second. Okay, we're back. So this topic is really something that I wanted to just bring to light. Right? I could talk about this for hours, right? But I think that's a good enough chunk for people to really kind of understand it and conceptualize the idea and then be able to apply it, because that was probably one of the more difficult things that I noticed. And one of the mistakes that I made was trying to control that in other people, getting them to take this action that I'm giving you. That I realized, you know what? It's just up to me to make that change and then be the example for everybody else, okay? That's all really we can do. And change perpetuated through society begins at the individual level. If every individual took that responsibility and said, I'm going to make myself better, by virtue of that, it would change the world. But people don't see it that way, right? And the way society has counteracted this is by doing it its best to now extract individualism away and make it a whole group dynamic, right? Which we see. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you on Zoom or Instagram, I will open it up now to a few questions. If you have any questions, we'll keep this one short and sweet. As always, this podcast is sponsored by Team DC, my real estate team. If you guys need anything, you contact us. We'll take care of you worldwide. My personal coaching and mentorship program, shout out to Modern Success. We're growing by more than 2 people per day. If you haven't signed up, go to briancasella.com. Go to the coaching tab and get started immediately. And lastly, EXP Realty for your real estate agents. If you haven't made the switch and you're curious, make sure you contact me, okay? Let's see what you got for questions. If you don't have any questions, and we'll end it soon. Again, this is a bonus episode. I just felt inspired to do this. I know it was kind of last minute, but if you guys have questions, go ahead and ask. Fastest way to fix bad habits, catch them and replace them. That's the quickest way, man. You have to not only get rid of it, but you have to replace it with something. How do you feel about coffee and caffeine? No. My personal thing, no coffee, no caffeine. Group dynamic. What I meant by that is if you look at society as a whole, they have done their best to remove individualism, right? And if you don't understand what I'm saying, start looking at the way the powers govern people, right? Look at school, for example, okay? Just take a look at it, right? And being, what did you want to do when you were a kid, for example? You didn't want to be, if you were by yourself, even if you were different, what were you labeled as? A loner. You wanted to be cool. You wanted to be part of the group. Being alone wasn't perceived as cool. So start looking at that and then realize what happens later on when you grow up. Do you know anything about subject to owner financing deals? Yeah, that's owner financing, dude. Some people do owner financing and they offer it. So if somebody is negotiating a couple offers and one of them they're offering owner financing, then you will have to deal with it, right? Have you ever done a owner finance deal, dude, or dealt with it? If you haven't, then that's probably why you're a little confused. It's pretty simple though, dude. I would say it's more popular on the East Coast than here on the West Coast, but you could do some basic research and educate yourself relatively quickly on owner financing. How do you sell houses faster? Pricing them right and having good pictures. Yes. No EXP Con, not this year. Team Henderson, I will be at the Scottsdale Mastermind though. What is my explanation? There is no explanation, bro. It's facts. Andrew, I'd recommend you do your own research on it, right? I can talk to you all day, but since I'm not a credible medical source, you might not believe me. So do some research. Buying and selling houses to investors who want to flip houses. Well, you can do that either traditionally through real estate, or you can find the deals and wholesale them, right? So I would say those are the two ways to do it. How's the STI? Still don't have it. Thanks for everything you share. Cool. Haley, I may go up to Sacramento. Tell your people to fly me up and maybe I'll do something. Some advice on wholesaling real estate. Plenty of people you can search and get information for wholesaling, man. I'm not the wholesaling expert or person, so I don't really talk about it. Majority of hate comes from envy. A lot of it, yes, absolutely. Do you travel to NY for talks if they book me? Angie, yes. Don't know about the event. You have to have a certain amount of people in your first line for Scottsdale, Team Henderson. You can't just go. You have to have, I think, at least 12 people in your first line or something. Maybe they'll let you in, dude. That's from what I remember in Vegas, what they told us. Yeah, there we go. Now, a lot of you have been messaging me about modern success and just some of the basic questions I can answer. No, it's not just for real estate agents. I have more non-real estate agents than I do real estate agents. We do explore a lot of topics like this way deeper. We do weekly lectures. I mean, it's really just a comprehensive program, money management, right? It's really just great. And I really created it because I put together everything that I thought I had missing when I started. So it's a comprehensive package to really help people from top to bottom. Of course, dude, your friend in real estate. Of course, man, that's the only way to be. It's a shame that everybody isn't open, right? Let's see. What's your feedback on cash out refinance that still cash flows nicely? I've never done that, Frank. I've heard good stories and bad stories about that. So I guess it's just on a case by case basis, man. I've never done it personally though. What's your advice to a 17-year-old who's into real estate? Study sales, bro. But the first thing you got to get out of your head is your age doesn't mean anything. If you limit yourself by your age, you're not going to do well. If someone approaches you with hate face to face now, what is your response now? Probably wouldn't even acknowledge them, dude, right? It's very rare that somebody approaches me to my face with hate. Most people don't have the balls to do that, dude. They did, I'd probably just look at them and laugh, dude. Do you ever hold meetings in EXP World? I will. I'm going to start doing trainings for them and do private private trainings for them as well, because a lot of us contribute to the cloud, the trainings. I'm gonna start doing that. Interview with Mike Wall. Cool. Sweet. Okay. That's it for this one, everybody. I appreciate you being here. Again, this podcast is sponsored by Team BC Real Estate. If you guys need anything worldwide, contact us, especially if you're listening on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, or Podomatic. Secondly, Modern Success. What are you waiting for? Get on the program. RyanCasella.com, coaching tab. Get on it. Your life will change, guaranteed. And eXp Realty. eXp Realty. If you're an agent and you want to know more about eXp, then we can get you on board. Make sure you contact me. Otherwise, have a good weekend. Keep hustling. We'll see you in a little over 48 hours on the Monday night podcast at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday and Wednesday, the normal time. Thank you for being here. Appreciate you guys supporting. And we will see you on the next one.